As you know, it was a result of a consensus by 193 member states, led by the co-facilitators, ambassadors of Ireland and Jordan. And they did a fantastic job, really brilliant job, in bringing the 193 states together to say what they said and to offer the things to the refugees and the migrants and the hosts of the refugees and migrants, the host countries, a lot of new things and a lot of things that will make a big difference.
Your thoughts on the criticism that it's weak and that it could have been stronger?
Well, I think, of course, it could have been stronger. We probably, from our document that built toward the outcome document, was probably had some more recommendations in it that we would have liked to have seen. But all in all, I think what we achieved was quite extraordinary. And the outcome document gives many things, and I don't know why it's not strong. We'll talk about some things that aren't there that we could have made differently, but all the commitments that are there are used with very strong words that the member states as a whole, by consensus, are determined to do things. They're acknowledging things. They are saying that they're going to go ahead and do things. There many intend to as well, but on the whole, they have agreed to a whole number of things that are new and new actions that they're asking themselves that weren't there before for the refugees and migrants, and we should be happy about that and embrace it.
And your views on the fact that the Secretary General's recommendations on the resettling of the 10% of the refugees wasn't included?
Yes, well, I would like people to look at that in some sort of context. In 2015, for example, UNHCR submitted resettlement names of 135,000 refugees. Now, UNHCR said what we would like to do, and we put this in the document, is resettle 10% of the refugees every year. Now there are 21 million refugees this year. That meant 22 million refugees to be resettled. That's rather an extraordinary ask, even logistically, getting countries to agree, going through country procedures to move 2 million refugees. What is in the document is 1.09 million refugees to be resettled. A million refugees, that's half of what it said, but it's nine times more than the 135,000 that were able to be resettled last year. I think we should be very glad that that large number is in the document.
And how would this document feed into the summit in September?
It's the basis for the discussions, and it's the basis for and since the 193 states have agreed to it, it means that the commitments that are in there, which they say they want to do, will be what comes out of the summit in September. I'd just like everyone to look at the positive side of this. If we begin to say that it's weak, it's meaningless, and so on, first, it's not true. It's not weak. There's some very strong things in there, and it's certainly meaningful. And if any refugee or a refugee child particularly, there's so many new things there about getting rid of refugee camps, of putting refugee children in school soon after they get to where they're going, to have better reception at the borders, to work together globally and collectively, to bring in international financial institutions immediately, for UNHCR to devise a plan on every major outflow of refugees, and to have a process that's going to begin immediately on having a global compact for migrants as well. So both refugees and migrants are benefiting a lot if all of the things that are in that outcome document are achieved.